Phoneboy Speaks, episode 90. HTTPS isn't broken. RC4 is.
In the security circles, there's been a lot of articles about the fact that HTTPS has been cracked, quote-unquote. And, of course, this is a lot of fear-mongering to an extent, but it's also not entirely false either. And I'll attempt to explain it here in a short podcast. So, actually, HTTPS or SSL / TLS are actually just a mechanism by which to use encryption protocols to secure web pages, among other things. But what happens is that there's actually an exchange of public keys, and we use private keys, of course, to essentially encrypt the data that public keys then unencrypt, but actually what and all that is done for is A, authentication, and B, to exchange what is ultimately the symmetric key that's used for a much faster symmetric encryption algorithm that's used to do the bulk of the data encryption, because public key crypto is just insanely slow compared to a symmetric key cipher, and so that's why that's done. And what happens is that it's that symmetric cipher that's actually broken. But it's also known that it's broken. It's been broken for a while. It's called RC4, and it's not horrendously broken, but it's broken enough that it makes the crypto that it does a little bit less random. And in fact, if you read the article on Naked Security from Sophos, it goes into it in a little bit of detail. And basically, there's a statistically significant distribution of bits when they're passed through RC4 that if you get enough data, and it's still an insane amount of data that has to be captured. So you essentially are injecting a known piece of text into an SSL stream, and you are trying to get many, 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 many sessions and essentially do statistical analysis on it and to find the private key or whatever, which is something that we've known for a while. I mean, when WEP was broken, it was primarily because of RC4 that it was broken. And now, of course, the ironic thing is that there's this attack called Beast that they said, well, RC4 is the best defense against it. Well, RC4 is not exactly a strong thing either. And so there are protocols you can use instead of RC4 that don't have this problem. But the reality is that SSL is not really broken. RC4 is. And we can replace RC4. And even though that the attack that's described here is still, I won't say it's impractical, but it requires a lot of resources to be practical. What was impractical today may be entirely feasible in, I don't know, a couple of years or less, right? So this is it's good enough reason for people that implement TLS to stop using RC4 and use something else. I mean, we've got enough time, I think, to sort of move things along. There's going to be a lot of older equipment that won't necessarily get upgraded, and that'll be a problem. But at some point, I think we just need to replace RC4. But there's people have been using RC4 for a very long time. I think it's going to be really difficult to get rid of. But again, that's the real problem here. Is not that SSL or HTTPS is broken. It's that RC4 is broken, and we just need to get rid of it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.